hasn't made it to the top, unfortunately, yet, and it needs to.
Do we have regular safety meetings?
We are not having regular safety meetings, as I understand.
Drew?
Are all of our city employees, have they had ASWOPR, either 20 or 40 hour ASWOPR training?
I don't know the answer to that question. Assemblymember Larrabee, I'll find out.
Can you answer that?
Mark Armstrong, 611 Evergreen. There has been a yearly ASWOPR course that's been given. It's usually held at the light department.
Is that the 10-hour refresher, or is that 40-hour course?
It's an 8-hour refresher. And I think the people from, is it CPRO, are the ones who offer that. And as a matter of fact, that class is being offered this Friday. And so it's scheduled to happen on this Friday. It's just 8-hour refresher. I know that the line department attends that. I know that Brian Christian has attended that. Andrew Scambler. That's who I can pull off the top of my head.
If we have a trainer coming into town for something like that, I think that would be something that all the departments should participate in on a rotating schedule.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah.
Are we required to have safety meetings? I know in my job, we have to. Every month we have to have safety meetings documented and put up on the website or all the other places. I just don't know if they
don't converse to each other.
Oh, no, I was just, no, I was
you
talking to him.
If you for the whole assembly body.
I apologize. I do not know what the personnel regs say specifically about safety. My guess is there is not something that mandates a regular safety meeting, but I will figure that out.
I don't believe that there is anything that requires that happen. I believe that there's an incentive if there are safety meetings, normal or regular safety meetings. Finance director or just could probably speak to it more because we receive a discount
from our insurance.
But I do not believe that there is a requirement.
Maybe that's something that should change.
There are many things with regard to safety that need to change.
Yeah.
I actually do believe that because I read the whole thing of the collaborative bargaining. And I do believe there is something in there, a safety meeting, that we are required to have a safety meeting.
In the collective bargaining agreement?
Yes, we are.
As opposed to the personnel regs?
Yes. I'm almost positive. I read it a couple of times, and I don't know what section it was in, but I'm pretty sure we're supposed to have safety meetings. You might, monthly, isn't it?
Monthly.
I'm positive. I read that in there. So I think that my personal feelings is I don't know if it has to go through you, but I think the head of all the departments.
Well, the department supervisors should be having those meetings.
Yes, and I think that I would ask and request that you get them to do that every month.
And there should be actually a safety committee that is created where there is a representative from each department that comes together. It doesn't necessarily have to be the department head, but a representative from each department that gets together and discusses overall safety issues for the organization and is helping make recommendations, and those and the decisions that come out of that go back out and are filtered out to the entire or throughout the entire organization. So that's something that needs to happen.
I don't know if I don't know if you have to actually do all the legwork on that other than just telling your head of your departments to get it done. I mean, personally, I think that's the way
What would probably be helpful is for me to have a meeting with the department heads for those areas of the city that deal mostly with safety sensitive, you know, where their folks are in the most safety sensitive positions, and discuss with them what we think the best course of action is moving forward. And then bring together that safety committee and then have them start working on that stuff. Make sure that there is a chairperson appointed to that committee who's calling it, who's in charge of calling it regularly and starting to address those things.
Yeah, I'd like to request it happen to be in the next meeting and have you update on it.
I will try.
Not Thursday's meeting, but
no. I will try, Assemblymember Powell, but I'm not going to guarantee that I can get that done in the next 2 weeks, given the other stuff that I have to do.
Okay.
I'll do my best, but I'm not positive.
Thank you,
Mr. Mayor.
Yeah.
Also, with the companies I represent, they post the safety meeting minutes on the website, mm-hmm. so everybody can look at them. It kind of gives everybody a refresher and makes everybody think about different issues. So if there's something we can do to throw that.
Many, oh, I'm sorry, Mayor, may I? Many corporate entities also post their number of days without an incident as well. I mean, that's a point of importance. It's something to be celebrated, certainly. That, you know, so perhaps that's something we can start doing as well.
I would just also like to say, Lisa, this is, I know you are fantastic about taking responsibility and wearing, when something goes wrong, you wear it and you accept that. But I really feel that supervisors on the ground are responsible for the safety of their workers. And when there is an accident, I look at the supervisor and say, what did you do? How were you, you know, did you make the right tools available to your workers? Like, what training did we give them? And I think the supervisors, the people who are responsible for those workers, have to stand tall on this as well. That's, you know, we only supervise you, but I would encourage you to don't be afraid to pass some of that along.
Ma'am.
Yeah.
Ma'am. Lisa, the other thing is, you have a very full plate right now as far as the number of things that are going on. Let's please try not to reinvent the wheel and start from scratch. Please, let's look at what other large cities and boroughs are doing with this and take it from there. And as Mr. Zunka said, let's make sure that those responsibilities are put on those department heads for the majority of that work.
I think the borough manager's got enough to issue on there. So.
Well, it's not just that, but it becomes a discussion item that should be an agenda item instead of a whole discussion on what to do on that. So, but I know it's very important.
You good, Lisa? Okay,
thank you very much. Borough clerk's file.
Other than what's in my report, I had the software program, the LaserFish, installed on my computer yesterday. I had the representative here all day yesterday showing me how to use it, and so I started to upload the ordinances, resolutions, minutes, agenda packets, and then I'm going to work on project files, and then also I wanted to let you know, I wanted to wait as closer, but when my daughter is going to be having a baby, 80s rather, and so I will be leaving, I will make sure to let you know. I really want to stay there for like 3 weeks with her. Alicia Mullen, she's up to speed. I have a checklist for her, and I will be available if she needs me, but I will let you know definitely when I'm leaving,
so,
but I just
wanted
to get that out there.
Okay, thank you. Any questions? Next item,
Mayor. Sorry.
Yes,
go
ahead.
How is the new system?
It's good. I think I had talked about it before that I've used it in Ketchikan, and so I'm familiar with it. But using it now in this capacity, I can see all the upgrades. It's really easy to use, and I'm actually, the plan was just for me to use it and then get totally familiar with it, but I'm going to actually bring Alicia in and kind of show her how to use it and search, and because it's just so easy to use. So I'm very happy with it.
Thank you. Next item, Mayor and Assembly Business. Does any Assembly member have any report?
Yeah, I just want to say I attended the, I was on the steering committee with Betty Gilbert, and we did the weekend feasibility study with Gold and CERTS, and it was awesome. Everything went amazing. Just for Drew's sake, the architects last night answered a few questions, and one of the questions was, when could we get a new hospital? He said, if everything goes good, he said, we can put the first patient in within 32 to 36 months. Yeah. It was a very productive weekend.
Good. I just wanted to mention a couple things while we have Trey here, because he didn't really get to a couple things that are kind of important. And this may be new for some of the new assembly members, but SEPA, of course, is a cooperative of three communities, and we generate power cooperatively, and we share that power amongst the communities. The North End, of course, gets the lion's share of the Taiyi project, and then whatever we don't use, we're able to sell the Ketchikan and bolster our whole organization. But I just wanted to mention the finances of SEPA, and we already talked about the rebates, but Trey runs an amazingly tight ship down there in Ketchikan out of the office. He literally handles so many different aspects of it. He does sort of three or four people's jobs, and the rest of the crew does the same thing. It really is literally a skeleton crew that does this pretty amazing project for us. And that translates to larger rebates for our community and stabilized rates. It's been a lot of years and we have not seen that wholesale rate go up. And, you know, I'm not sure if that will continue on, but boy, what a benefit from when we first went into there to see it still at the same rate years later. So I just wanted to kind of give Trey and his crew a shout out here for working so hard to keep the power and the lights on. We enjoy it. What is it, 6.2 cent wholesale rate to our community?
6.8 cents, and then
6.8. That's outrageous. Lower it.
If you back out the rebate, then you get down into the 5 cent range or something.
5 cent range for our wholesale rate to our community. What does Cake pay for a?
Oh, come on! Don't go there. That's what...
It's bad. So we're very fortunate to have the power and that we have enough power to power things like a new hospital or projects that we, other organizations coming into our community. That's extremely important. So I'm involved at the board level there, and I've never been involved with a more professional group of people that just run a great, great program and a great ship.
You might, for the public, tell them the total rebate over 3 years.
To wrangle over 3 years, I'm not sure what it would be. This year, I think we were around $800,000. Am I correct? Trey, do you want to come up to the mic really quick?
Sure.
Since I don't have the numbers in front of me, and I hate to be inaccurate, on average, prior to last year, we've averaged about $800,000 total rebate. In general terms, about half of that goes to Ketchikan, and 25% to Petersburg and 25% to Wrangell. This last year, the total was $2.7 million, and that was split 50-25-25, roughly.
So folks have kind of talked about how we were told that the rate would come down after they set it up. But I always point out, the rate never went up in 20 years, and we've been getting this rebate to soak back into our system. And what we use that money for, as Mr. Armstrong would know, power poles and transformers and beefing up the generators and taking care of infrastructure in our community. So we're very fortunate to have a secure power system like we have, and I want to thank Trey and his crew for that.
Thank you.
I just wanted to point out it's probably the only stable infrastructure we have in Wrangell. it truly is.
I love you, Sybil.
That's the good part.
But they're short of water as well, Sybil Gilbert.
Anyone else have anything?
Okay.
We've gone on. 10A, appointment to the unexpired Port Commission seat. There were two letters of interest received for that, one from Brian Merritt and one from Loretto Jones. Loretto Jones has had the interest to be here this evening to meet with the assembly, so I'm going to appoint her to that seat.
I agree.
Item 10B, appointment to fill the alternate vacancy on the SEPA Board of Directors for in the current year 2018. There were no letters of interest received for that vacancy, except for one by Steve Beers, who is an employee and therefore can't sit on that seat. However, he's going to be retiring this month, and this may be unusual, but I Since we haven't had any letters of interest other than that, I think it would be appropriate to go ahead and appoint him effective on his retirement as the alternate.
If it's okay, I can just hold on to that information, and then I believe he retires on the 15th.
Yes, ma'am.
Then on the 16th, that's not the weekend, I can submit to Sharon or Seema. And I'll let him know that.
So we won't have to be going, keep on going and going. Anybody have any problems with that? That takes care of that item. Item 11, 11A, proposed ordinance number 942, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, repealing and reenacting section 3.04114, nepotism of the Wrangell Municipal Code. The reenacted section to be entitled Employment of Relatives. This is a second reading. Oh, yes, we have a public hearing with this. Any woman wishing to speak on this item can do so. There was nobody signed up to speak, so does anybody have any in the audience?
Do you have to get adjourned?
No, we got it.
We've closed the public hearing.
No, you can go to the next item.
Oh, the next?
Oh, it's also
four.
Oh, okay.
I know it's a confusing
process. You confused me, changing the agenda.
We're all confused. Don't feel bad.
Yeah.
Next item for the public hearing is 11B, proposed ordinance number 943, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending chapter 14.01, general provisions, chapter 14.07, port operations and other services, and chapter 14.11, fees of title 14, harbor and port facilities of the Wrangell Municipal Code, to amend section 14.01.030, definitions to add section 14.07.014, lidering fee, and amend section 14.11.005 to add fees in the fee schedule. This is also a second reading. Anyone want to speak on that? Item 11C, proposed ordinance number 944, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, adding a new chapter 11.70 ATVs to title 11, Vehicles and Traffic of the Wrangell Municipal Code. This is a second reading. Anyone to speak on that? Item 11D, proposed ordinance number 945, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, adding a new chapter 11.70 to ATVs to title 11, Vehicle and Traffic of the Wrangell Municipal Code.
No, that was
11D.
Mine says the same thing. Yes,
oh, oh, does it?
There's a misprint there somehow.
Okay.
It's right
packet.
Here.
Let me read it. I'll read it if you want me to read it.
Yes,
proposed ordinance number 945, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City of Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the minor offense fine schedule in chapter 1.20, general penalty of the Wrangell Municipal Code.
Anyone to speak on that? No one to speak in public hearing. We're closing public hearing. Now we go back to 11A. Proposed ordinance number 942, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, repealing and reenacting section 3.04.114, nepotism of the Wrangell Municipal Code, the reenacted section to be entitled Employment of Relatives. Second reading.
Move to adopt ordinance number 942.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Well, take it. They're both at the same time.
Powell or Powell.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I just wanted to say, this, I think we all are struggling with the way the public hearing kind of thing is on the agenda, and I was wondering if in the future we have the Section 11 public hearing, and then we list any ordinances that are then going to be taken up under unfinished business under number 12. That way it kind of shows that, you know, we have a section of public hearing on the ordinances, and then we take them up under unfinished business.
Point of order. Point of order, yeah.
Mr. Mayor, if I may just quickly respond to that, I had just leaned over to the clerk and said, I have a way I think we can streamline this significantly. So she and I will talk about that and we'll bring it back.
So we're still on the motion.
Yes, we're still on the motion here, discussion on this ordinance number 942. Anyone have any comment on that? Hold up, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Prusanka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 11B, proposed ordinance number 943, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending Chapter 14.01, General Provisions, Chapter 14.07, Port Operations and Other Services, and Chapter 14.11, Fees, of Title 14, Harbor and Port Facilities of the Wrangell Municipal Code, to amend Section 14.01.030, Definitions, to add Section 14.07.014, Lightering Fee, and amend Section 14.11.005 to add fees in the fee schedule. Second reading.
Move to adopt.
Good job, Mr. Mayor.
Second.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Full vote, please.
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Prusanka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 11C, proposed ordinance number 944, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, adding a new chapter, 11.70 ATVs, Title 11, Vehicles and Traffic of the Wrangell Municipal Code, second reading.
Move to adopt ordinance number 944.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
Yes. Mayor, the only question I had was, and it may have been answered one time previously when I was on the phone, I may not have heard correctly, but under the proposed ordinance, We are lumping ATV and UTV within the same ordinance. So if a UTV, which, and Mr. Powell, some member Powell may be able to clarify for me, if you are operating the UTV, you're in a seatbelt in an enclosed space, are you required by law still to wear a helmet?
The law, the way this is set up is,
go ahead.
The way this is set up, the only people that have to wear a helmet is anybody under the age of 18 on a four-wheeler. Okay, so I don't know if you're under the age of 18, even if you're in a UTV, the way this is set up, you would have to wear a helmet.
If you're over, okay, so if you're over the age of 18, you're not required to wear a helmet, either on an ATV or a UTV.
Yes, you are required to follow the laws of all, like a motorcycle, which means you have to have eye protection on and not a helmet.
Thank you. That was the only clarification. Sorry, one other point of clarification. And again, Assemblymember Powell has been intimately involved with going to the chief on this one. But was there any discussion about signal lights? And I only ask that from the perspective of it is a vehicle on the road. And I know if I'm driving my UTV, I have doors on there with zippered windows. I don't know how I had hand signal from inside the cab. Is there any discussion? Do you have any discussions about signal lights?
We actually did. Just to answer your question there, you also in a truck that doesn't have lights. In the old days, you still had a window. You still stuck your hand out. I'd love to say that everybody uses single lights, but I think I'm behind someone every day that doesn't use a single light. So we never really discussed if you have to have them implemented on there or if you're just going to use hand signals. So I'm sorry that we did discuss it, and he said use your hand signals, and that is good because that's what you're supposed to do.
Okay, thank you.
Any further discussion? Hello, please.
Assembly Member Stacker?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 11D, proposed ordinance number 945, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the minor offense fine schedule in Chapter 120, general penalty of the Wrangell Municipal Code. This is its second reading.
Move to adopt ordinance number 945.
Second. Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Roll vote, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Decker?
Yeah.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13, new business. That still confuses me because it should be 12. We just did 12, Ashley. Well, items that are under 11, that I want to get off the discussion.
Okay. We'll anyway. Try to make it easier.
Yeah. Item 13A, proposed resolution number 04-18-1405, a resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the fiscal year 2018 budget in the general fund by accepting an online with libraries grant from the state of Alaska in the amount of $1,500 for laptop computers and authorizing its expenditure.
Move to adopt resolution 03-18-1405 amending the fiscal year 2018 budget in the general fund by accepting an online with libraries OWL grant from the state of Alaska in the amount of $1,500 for laptop computers and authorizing its expenditure.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Yes.
Just a correction. It should read 04-18 resolution -1405.
Oh, not 0318.
No.
Okay. So I will amend that to be 0418-1405. Thank you so much.
Oh.
Assembly members Prasanka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I just would like to say I appreciate you all approving that since the computers are already operational in the library. So thank you for that.
You didn't tell us that before, did you?
Do we want to go? Item 13B is a discussion item only. Section 3.05.050B3B on participation of mayor and assembly members by teleconference during the executive session should be allowed. This is added at the request of assembly member Prasanka. Do you want to address that?
Sure. So when we originally talked about teleconference participation by assembly members, we came up with a protocol, and one of the things at the time that we said was that we didn't want to have assembly members participating within the executive session. And the rationale given was that we don't know who else is in the room, which is a fair rationale. But recently, I myself, being away during an executive session, I then had to bring myself up to speed through piecemeal in order to understand what was stated in the executive session, because I was expected to act upon the information that was also put into the executive session. So, in essence, I had to go to the city manager and discuss what had happened in the executive session without the benefit of the other members of the assembly's input. So, in essence, I was getting, not, and I believe she did it, I believe that the city manager did a good job trying to represent all aspects, but for me, I was only getting one filtered view of that executive session. And I appreciate that there is security risks, and that I stood and swore an oath to adhere to the rules and bylaws of this assembly and the laws, and that I take that seriously, and that whether I would be in person or not in person, that I could come into an executive session, hear information, share it with somebody, or I could record the executive session if I was being untoward. And I found it very difficult during that time to move forward without having all that pieces of information from my colleagues. The second thing that I'll say is...
Oh, just a minute. He's not finished.
The second thing that I would say is that we have a hard time finding people to join the assembly, and my schedule drags me different places at different times. I always try to call in, no matter where I am, literally in the world, I try to get on the phone, and I can't wait to see my bill from Mexico this last time, but I try to do that, and to not be able to participate in the executive session, I do think hinders me. I will also say that at SEPA, we have systems in place where members call in under executive session. We hold executive sessions entirely by teleconference. When there's nobody in town and we have to do something, we will hold every member of the board is phoning in by executive session or remotely to participate. As well, today our city clerk contacted Ketchikan. They allow telephonic participation for executive session. I did contact the mayor of Petersburg, and they do not do that. So there's an example of both there. I think as well, we have a hard time finding members to sit on the assembly. I have now run twice for this position, and both times I've run unopposed. And so I think it's important that we try to make it as easy for people to participate as possible and not put up roadblocks.
Julie, go ahead now.
Okay, thank you. Well, surprisingly, I actually agree with some of the members of SUNCA on this topic. We don't always agree, but we agree on this topic. I also travel a little bit for work and have been in a similar situation where I've been excluded from an executive session. And while I understand the reasoning that people had at the time, I don't feel it really, it practically doesn't work, because it does put that particular assembly member at a disadvantage. They're not able to both hear the conversation of other people and also participate in that conversation. And so you're left out, yet still have the responsibility of voting on issues. So I really feel like it's a very poor way to expect representation in a public forum. And the other thing I'd like to point out is that we all have responsibility, even if you're there in person, not to speak about the executive session. I mean, so we are bound by that whether we're in the room or not. When we leave the room, we're still bound by that. So I feel like it's still our responsibility, even if we're not in the room, to make sure we're in a secure place, that we're by ourselves, and the conversation's not being heard by anyone else. Just like we're bound by that when we're in person and we leave that room. You know, so I just think practically it's not a good policy, and I really do feel like this needs to be changed.
Yes, I don't have a problem. Except for the Steve.
I think 100% participation should be our goal in executive sessions. And the nuances, if you have an attorney telling you pros and cons of an issue, it's complicated enough. And if you miss that nuance, then you really do miss a major portion of your decision-making skills.
We do have some major decisions.
Yes.
So I'll just say, as a clerk, in the past, I